This is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood, and this is Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul's first epistle, chronologically, written to a church under persecution, a church in which he affirmed grace and peace, and then the ministry of the Holy Spirit that he affirms in the context of his opening prayer of praise, thanksgiving, and intercession. This is what he says in chapter 2 and verse 1. For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as to please men, but to please God, who tests our hearts. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed, God is witness, nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother, taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We toil night and day that we may not be a burden to any of you. For while we proclaim to you the gospel of God, you are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct toward you. For you know, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you, encouraged and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Well, the Apostle Paul is making a number of statements here about his ministry. Let me just enumerate them. First of all, he says, we were with you paternally, like fathers and mothers. And that's exactly what leadership needs to affirm. Paternal and maternal leadership. Now, while only qualified men are to be elders and deacons ordained in the church, there is a place for servant leadership of women who are prepared to work alongside. But in the meantime, pastors are to bring the heart of a mother. See what he says? We were with you like a nursing mother. And the direction of a father. We, like a father, exhorted you as children to walk upright before the Lord. Notice he says our motivation was not what we could get from you, but what we could give to you. And we weren't with you flattering you with words. We were with you to speak the truth in love to you. And we weren't there to make demands. Even though there were demands we could have made rightfully about how you should support us, we didn't do that. We supported ourselves so that we wouldn't be a burden to you. But we supported ourselves so that we could tell you, we are here for you. We are desirous of you. We're not desirous of what you can give to us. So folks, that's what you want to look for in a minister. Someone who will be like a father and mother, but realize they're brothers with you. One who will be a father to guide you with the truth. One who will be a mother to nurse you with the truth. One who is there for you, not for what you bring to them. They're not hirelings, they're shepherds that lay down their life for the flock. They are there to commit themselves to a way of holiness so that they will not embarrass you with their lifestyle, but encourage you with their lifestyle. They're not there to prove grace by seeing how close they can become to sin, but they show the power of grace by walking away from sin to be an example. They're not there to be a burden to you, but to be a blessing to you. There is a glorious profile of the pastoral ministry in these verses. But what he then is free to do, because of the way he ministered to them, he was free to conclude it this way. We want you to walk in a manner worthy of Christ and the gospel of the kingdom. Not worthy to be saved, but bear your salvation with a lifestyle of worthiness that will honor your Savior. He had set the pace as a gospel minister with Silas and Timothy. Now he called them into that same pace of a lifestyle that honors the power of the gospel of grace. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.